Keegan, you said that this isn't your best style, but you still made a pretty good go of it. Got to the semi. How do you feel?
I feel great. My goal going in today was to make the top 12. I think finishing fourth there in the end of the semifinal is going to push me up a little forward to that. So I'm incredibly happy. You know, mostly I just felt awesome out there today. You know, all season I've been feeling like there's one gear missing, and it showed up at just the right time. So what a fun day out there.
Team sprint will be freestyle. Does this give you confidence going into that?
Oh, I'm super excited for that. Like I said, I wanted to feel good coming to these games. Now I know I feel good. I know my teammates are skiing incredibly well. So I'm really excited for the team sprint. You know, it's always a little different when you have team pride and your country on the line. So I'm excited for that.
Can you take us through the semi?
Woo! Well, it was fast from the get-go. Need to work on my starts a little bit. My start wasn't stellar, but I just wanted to stay confident. I wanted to ski kind of my own pace. I got stuck a little bit in the other girls' rhythm in the quarters, and it cost me some energy. So I just stayed confident. I knew that, you know, the heat could be fast, and just because I was feeling a little out of it didn't mean I couldn't still have a chance at the final. So I just wanted to lay out everything I had, and I did. It was hard. Three times around that course is quite a challenge.
You said you got caught in the rhythm. What does that mean?
Well, everybody has slightly different tempo. Some people take longer strides, some people do shorter. And I think I got stuck behind someone who was a little taller, had a little longer stride, and it slowed me down just enough to where I was missing a little bit of my kick. And like I said, just kind of wasting a little energy. So in the next round, I kind of thought more about my own rhythm and got up a little bit more and felt a little better going up the hill.
Did the sun change the snow much between the beginning of the day and the semis?
Yeah, it's been steadily getting a little slower each time. That race in particular, the track was definitely slowing down. It's getting more water in it, so you really had to power over the top of the hills to keep momentum going in the downhills. But you know, the stadium was in great shape, so it was really fun to challenge people on that last bit every time, and it was a fun day.
Do you think that was the warming was like enough to help you in the as the lucky loser in the, you know, because you're in the first heat?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe as people went around the course, it did slow down a little bit, but. I was just happy to lay down a really solid effort.
Yeah. You did have a good finish there. You a good kick in the quarterfinal and passed them right at the end, it looked like. And so that got you in. What was that finish like for you?
Well, you know, I spent so much time here at the venue, whether it's been racing in the winter or roller skiing around the roller ski track here, and I practiced that last corner probably 100 times, just accelerating out of the turn to really have a lot of speed for that final stretch. And both the quarters and the semis, I just really focused on that plan and came out with a lot of speed and was able to pull people back on that final stretch. So that felt really good to have the preparation pay off like that.
How many people did you pass in the semis, on this stretch?
In the semis? I think I passed just before the turn, so I just kind of kept her from passing me back, and I think started to make up a little ground on Oster Jakobsen ahead of me. You know, unfortunately, I wish I would have kicked a little harder over the top of the hill, maybe, just to have been a little closer to her, but overall, I gave what I had, so you got to make split-second decisions, and I think I made most of the ones, right ones.
Without Torin and Andy, like, being in the heats, did you, you know, was that kind of motivating you, that you, you know, kind of had to step up, or was it also, you know, how did that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a different atmosphere. I'm used to jogging back and forth and giving high fives with those guys and just feeling team energy out there, so definitely missed having them on the start line with me. It was great that Simi just snuck in there, so, you know, set a little bit of a team presence out there, and yeah, it did make me want to, for sure, represent. I mean, those guys, you know, could have easily been in medal contention today if it weren't for some bad luck. So I wanted to do what I could for the team to put our chances as far forward as possible.